Welcome to this Our Heritage audio trail. It is one of a series exploring the rich heritage of Gwynedd, Conwy and Snowdonia, from castles and slate quarries to holy shrines and Roman settlements. Discover the tales of our ancestors and how their lives shaped the landscape and culture of the Wales we see today. This trail is a little different to the other trails in the series, as it covers a large distance, all the way from here at Basingwork Abbey to Aberdaron and Bardsey Island off the western tip of the Huon Peninsula. This is the North Wales Pilgrim's Way, and if you were to walk it, you'd better give yourself at least 2 weeks. But you can drive the trail, taking your time to thoroughly explore each of the points. The significance of the North Wales pilgrimage grew in the 1300s when the Pope allegedly decreed that
3 trips to the sacred island of Bardsey will be worth 1 to Rome.
The Pilgrim's Way winds its way through the beautiful North Wales countryside with its rugged mountains and green valleys. It traverses rivers and winds through woods. Basingwork Abbey, our starting point on the trail, was an important monastic centre in North Wales. It is believed to have been founded originally in 1131 by Ranulf, Earl of Chester, at a site around 3 miles south along the coast, but was moved to this site by 1157. After 1536, abbey life came to an end with the dissolution of the monasteries, and the ruins eventually passed to the Mostyns of Talacre. As you explore the ruins of the abbey, you'll notice it follows the standard Cistercian layout, arranged around a central cloister with a church in the north, chapter house in the east, and the refectory in the south. From here, we will walk a short distance to our next stopping point and introduce ourselves to 2 names that appear throughout the Pilgrim's Way, St. Beino and St. Winifred. Leave the abbey by walking towards the old school, and then left up the Greenfield Valley. The stream here provided power for several mills, for spinning cotton, drawing wire, rolling copper, and forming metal. When you reach the site of the former St. Winifred's Hall, take the right fork footpath out of the valley to the main road, and left to St. Winifred's Well.